So, Coach, if you didn't practice today, is there any doubt that you might not play again?
Just as a collective effort, we're good day to day. I know today we, as a group, we rolled. You know, said that I thought I should rest it. So, I'll see what tomorrow. You know, I want to get out, but see how it feels.
After the game, you said that it got worse. Your knee got worse in practice. Did you not ever relay that message to Coach Allen? Was that the competitor, I guess, in you?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was competitor, the competitive nature. You know, myself. You know, and I. Just thinking, you know, hey, I could go out and just go do this. You know, I could go and sit in the pocket and, you know, and, you know, kind of fire it back against me, you know, and I didn't want to let my teammates down and, you know, I didn't want to be out there. I wanted to be out there with those guys. So, you know, it's a lesson learned and something you can take off it.
Has it gotten worse from playing in the game than it was going into the game?
I wouldn't say worse, you know, just sore and, I mean, it was a sprain, so it was just sore, you know, and typical sprain soreness.
When you say lesson learned, I mean, next time you would say, I can't go today, or?
When you're out there, you know, and you're letting your, you know, ego in the way and your competitive nature in the way, you know, you tend to, you know, lose track of what the big picture is, and that's the team, you know, so that's what I think was the main thing about that.
Is this something that you thought yourself, or did people tell you this, or something that you're just kind of learning as you go here? The way you play affects the entire team, and your health affects the entire team.
I mean, absolutely. You know, like I said, competitive nature. You know, I thought I could go out there and hold my own with it. You know, to a certain extent I did. Certain extent, you know, I definitely didn't. So, I mean. It was a lesson learned, you know. The competitive nature took over, and I didn't tell anyone really. Tried to hold it off, and, you know, it was just, that's what it was.
At what point in the game or what quarter did you realize it just was getting worse?
Or
that it would affect your play?
I mean, I just the whole time, you know, I was just, I was just like I said, it was just my competitive nature, you know. I mean, it's been hurting. Yeah, I don't want to say the moment I got out there, you know, it's just, like I said, it's competitive nature, you know, and it was something that, you know, I wanted to be, you know, that the tough, you know, that's a lot of football players, they try to tough it out, you know, and I guess certain positions you can, but the way I move and the way I have to move didn't really help out.
You, think you've any lot. Sorry. Any loss of confidence at all the last four games? Do you feel as confident in your abilities as you've been the whole time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, can you further your question?
No, that was basically that was the question. I just meant that in the last four games have been more difficult in terms of touchdown passes, interceptions, that sort of thing. And you came in, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of good things going on. And the last few games have been a little more rough. And I'm just curious as to whether, you know, do you notice that going on, or do you filter all that stuff out?
I still think I bring excitement. Mm-hmm. I still make people, you know, their eyes wide, you know, in plays, you know, just on some of the stuff that happens, you know. I mean, when you watch a lot of young guys, you know, you tend to make some mistakes, or you tend to give away something to the defense, you know, because they're watching film, and, you know, maybe it's a concept they realize what it is, you know. I don't know, you know, it's just – I'm not really too worried about, you know, a loss of confidence at all. You know, it's just learn lesson and try to put your head down and keep digging because, you know, it's going to be brighter as it goes on. So I'm not really, nah.
In your mind, do you think you're playing
Sunday? It's all up to the training staff and DA, you know, at the end of the day. So however he feels about situation that's on him, so and myself, obviously, how I feel. So,
is the plan to practice tomorrow?
I'd like to, you know, it's I just want to make progress with it. You know, I think the main thing right now for the team is getting someone out there that's healthy and you know, is less likely to, you know, something to happen. I don't know if something will happen or not. I just got to keep on treating and keep on taking care of it.
This time 2 weeks ago, you know, this team was talking about playoffs, and now, you know, after back-to-back losses, how do you guys stay positive and, I guess, pick up the pieces?
I just think you just got to go back to the basics and just keep on you got to fight, you know. I mean, there's we got a good team. I believe it. I just think at the end of the day, you know, you just got to go back to the basics and you got to not lose focus on, you know, the team, not lose focus on, you know, starting to do the individual things and stuff like that, you know. And just because, you know, two losses, I mean, there's a lot of teams that go on a run, you know, and that's all you're looking for is a win and to get that feel, and then you go on to the next one. So the main thing is right now is finding a way to beat the Texans and then carrying forward.
If you couldn't,
so what's your relationship with LeBloin, and what, how do you think he would do if you can't play Sunday?
I think right now, I mean, he's phenomenal. I thought he had a great practice today. Phenomenal. He's a good player.
What goes through your mind when you watch J.J. Watt on film in their defense?
I recall he sacked me in college, you know. So I know he's a good player, and I know even in college, you know, we had to put double teams on him and things like that. So you know, you got to block him, and you just got to go play the game. You know, he's gonna make his plays. I mean, he's a good player. He's gonna make plays, but you want to keep it to a minimal and try to contain him.
He sacked you. Do you get any plays off on him though?
I believe so. I can't remember. You know, it was three, four years ago. So I'm sure I did, but I remember him sacking me.